USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is calling on state and local governments to make $100 payments to every newly vaccinated American as authorities race to stem the newest wave of COVID-19 cases. This as governors across the country are continuing to implore folks to get vaccinated. Missouri Republican Governor Mike Parson telling Fox News,
I just encourage everybody in the state and across the nation, talk to a doctor, talk to a healthcare worker, try to get some of the other clutter out, and make a decision for you and your family. I think that's the most important place people can go to get information.
That's great. Fully vaccinated individuals exposed to coronavirus should get tested 3 to 5 days afterward. That's according to the latest guidance from the CDC. The health agency saying they should do so regardless if they're displaying symptoms. This is USA Radio News.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BEACH.
The Senate voted 67-32 to advance the bipartisan $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill after weeks of stalled efforts. Speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate is on track to pass the bipartisan infrastructure bill before the extended summer recess.
The agreement will ultimately dedicate over $1 trillion to strengthening virtually every major category of our country's physical infrastructure.
The Biden administration is requesting that Congress act to extend a federal moratorium on the eviction of tenants who have fallen behind on their rent during the COVID-19 pandemic, citing tenants' heightened vulnerability because of the Delta variant of the virus. The existing moratorium is scheduled to expire on Saturday. The U.S. GDP grew at a 6.5 annual percentage rate in the second quarter, up slightly from earlier in the year. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
If you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A governor on the U.S.-Mexico border is doing what he can to slow the surge of illegal immigrants arriving in his state.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has moved to stop the transportation of illegal migrants in his state. His executive order bans the ground transportation of those released into the country to await court dates or processing, and only allows for them to be moved by law enforcement officials. Senator Ted Cruz says that President Biden has allowed the crisis at the southern border to become a superspreader event. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that the White House's policies have allowed the virus to spread in border states.
The Biden administration has released over 50,000 illegal aliens without even giving them a court date. Just release them, and you know what? They're asked to report into ICE. About 13% of them report into ICE. It's spreading COVID in our communities, and I'll tell you right now, the election of Joe Biden becoming president of this country was a COVID super spreader event because they're releasing illegal aliens in South Texas and all across the country with COVID, and they're spreading COVID, and yet their radical policies, they don't want to do anything to protect us.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Representatives Kathy McMorris Rogers and Jim Jordan have introduced a bill that would greatly curtail big tech platforms' ability to censor conservative views. Jordan, the Ohio Republican, says big tech is out to get conservatives. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.